And we're going to take a break from some of the onslaught of the headlines. And I've got five things that I want to share with you. And fear is number one. I don't want to share my fear. I want to show you how to stop the fear. Because there are five ways that the bad guys, there are more than five ways, but I want to share with you five ways, I made notes here, that the bad guys try to control you. And number one is fear. Let me know in a comment what the other ones you come up with in ways that the powers that shouldn't be control us, the public serpents. I don't like to call them the elite because elite sort of means like they're better than you and me, and they're not. But those who want to usher in the new world disorder. You know, when I was preparing for this video, there are so many things that I want to cover for you in upcoming broadcast. But I found my own self kind of getting in the spin cycle of the fear and the dread and the headlines and the racing heart and the cortisol, and that can masquerade as energy. So this broadcast is going to be five ways that they try to control you. I know there are more than five. And then I came up with just a few tips on actually what you can do. So if the problem is the fear and the other ways that they control us, what can we do about it? I want to hear from you. I've got the best audience on YouTube. So leave a comment and let me know where you're tuning in from, how long you've been a healthy American. So fear is that dreaded four-letter word, right? It is the way that the media tries to manipulate you, the way that the bad guys try to manipulate you. Heck, it was probably the way that authorities have always done it. Maybe even your parents, your teachers, your coach, your boss. Think about when you have felt fear, what that feels like. It feels like you can't survive. It feels maybe like a panic attack or an anxiety attack. And I am one of those, I guess, lucky, fortunate, blessed, rare people. I don't live in fear. I don't have that ongoing sense of dread and anxiety, like, you know, looking over my shoulder that something bad is going to happen. I do have what I call valid concerns, meaning if there is a hurricane coming, I'm going to take precaution, but I'm not going to be swept up in a lot of the fanfare when it comes to the exaggeration and the sensationalized news. I certainly am not going to fall for the headlines of all of these shootings and the mass bang events. People are asking me to cover some of these synagogue events and all of that. Friends, all you need to do is look at the duping delight witnesses, the people that were on the scene that were laughing. I probably have a video. I probably have an image for you right here. It's absolutely stunning. After I said I wasn't going to talk about it, maybe I'll share that with you a little bit later in an upcoming broadcast, because this broadcast is about kind of taking a break from all of that. And yeah, I can break that down for you. I've done several videos, how to spot a psyop, but that can also kind of drive the fear. Like, is it real? Is it not real? What should I be looking for? Like, well, number one, let's not look at the news. There are so many of these fake, phony, false events. Anytime I hear of these, you know, mass slashings, it's like, really? Nobody could have subdued the attacker. And you look at the names and you look at the dates, you look at all of the circumstances, it would not even hold up in what used to be a court of law. I don't know if these are just kangaroo courts now, given my experience in the courtroom and the revolving cast of clowns, cast of characters that they trot out. It's really disheartening. So fear is being thrown at us at every angle. Fear of diseases. There was another headline. There's a new disease and there's no vaccine for it. First of all, if you believe the Bible or even common sense, there's nothing new under the sun. There are no new diseases. That's like saying, breaking news, human beings now are being born with four arms. I mean, wouldn't that be nice? You have a couple extra pair of hands. You could carry in the groceries and I could multitask a lot faster. But no, there's no new disease. This is fear mongering. So I'm going to share with you how we block that out, how we come back down to earth. But let me know if you recognize that. I get so frustrated when people send me videos, and I'm not frustrated about that. That's support at thehealthyamerican.org. But what happens is I'll click on a video and the fear mongering is right off the bat. And sometimes it's from YouTubers that you even follow. So they'll use words like, well, you know, all the words, I don't even want to say them. And especially the newscasters, and especially when it comes to weather and when it comes to these mass events, they'll use the language that is designed to instill fear. They'll use images and songs and intros. You'll notice I do not have any intros on my videos. I hit the ground running. That's how I like it. And you have to be aware of that technique and what people are doing to put you in the spin cycle. Number two, I think another powerful tool of the enemy is confusion. And that's what you see in the media as well. The stories are never complete. The loop is never closed. The information is never vetted. We don't even get the name of these so-called duping delight witnesses. All we hear is that, oh, it's the neighbor's uncle who used to go to school with the alleged perpetrator. Well, what's the name of the person? How did you find him? How can the media even know that this is a verifiable witness? So the confusion aspect is absolutely stunning to me. I used to write articles. I've written well over 500 articles back in the day when I was doing a lot of health and fitness, and I was writing for women's fitness magazines about nutrition and health and well-being. A lot of what I do over at my other channel on YouTube called Living Swell with Peggy Hall, where we leave the headlines behind. And when I submitted an article and I would interview some kind of personal trainer or nutritionist and bring their tips and information, the editor would call my source or email my source and confirm that what I was writing and the quotes that I had gathered were accurate. Now, that was granted back like in 2008, something like that. I probably from maybe 2002, for about a decade, I did a lot of writing for these mainstream or women's fitness magazines, I should say. And all of my information was vetted. There was a copy writer that would check. I know I probably need a copyright check on my Substack. Some of you get bent out of shape when I have some typos, but you know what? I would rather get it out to you, get the information to you. So the confusion is huge. We never get information that has been vetted, that has been validated or clarified. And then on these bang bang events or the weather events or the war, fill in the blank with any of the headlines that you probably are sick of, there are going to be constant new storylines that are trotted out. And I'm telling you, friends, this is by design. There was one shooter. Well, I think there were two. Well, this guy was already arrested. Oh, but it turns out he was one of the cast of characters. Yes, they're called crisis actors. Go to the website, crisisactors.com. And I've covered that in previous videos. And you'll see that there's always another storyline, another thread for you to follow. So when you're chasing down, there were two shooters, there, someone else is saying, no, there was only one. When they're saying, well, Charlie Kirk went under a tunnel under the table that disappeared. Oh no, he actually was flown on a plane that was owned by the Israelis. All of these storylines are prepared in advance. They're trotted out for you to follow them, for you to be engaged, because when you're watching the news, then they can sell more advertisements and they can also operate, take advantage of your fear. And then, of course, that is going to lead down the line. I've got a couple more points for you here, and you know where that's going to end up. So fear, confusion, and I would say a huge point here that most people neglect, and this is how they control us, and that is through frustration. I've done videos telling you how frustrated I am that every time I get on my email or my bank or I'm purchasing something, they want to send me a verification code on my phone. Well, hello, I've already put in my password. Are you telling me someone's sitting at my computer, they broke into my house, they broke into my computer, and they typed in my password to pay my water bill? And then you want me to go find my cell phone, which likely is out of battery, and you want me to put a two-step verification code so I can pay my water bill. Frustration, so that you will eventually, that leads us to our next one. Well, before we get to that one, let's talk about a few more things that we get frustrated about. I'm going to bring a video to you about what's going on with the TSA. Why are the lines so long at the airport? Are you flying? Are you not traveling? That's probably what they want. They want you to be so frustrated that A, you're going to say, I'm not traveling. And a lot of you have said that. And that's your choice. And I applaud you for choosing what's right for you. I want to travel. I don't want to be in my, you know, about like the 15 minute city where you're corralled and limited. I don't want to be in my 20 minute city, my 60, my hour long city. No, I want to be able to have the freedom to travel where I want, when I want, and how I want. So I believe that the frustration at the TSA is designed to prevent people from traveling, for that, for people to say, that's it, I've had enough, I'm not going to do it. Secondarily, or maybe primarily, if you get my drift, they want people to say, I forget this. I am just going to use my face as my ID. How many times on my phone does it say, do you want to put in your fingerprints? Do you want to put in your face? Okay, I was checking Home Depot, I think it was. And they said, oh, next time, scan the QR code. And then you can input your fingerprints or your facial recognition, and you can skip the password altogether. Oh, yes, because inputting a password is so darn hard. Friends, you know where they're going, and so do I. And that is all about frustration. How many people are going to, and this is the next stage. So there's fear, there's confusion, there's frustration. And then the key happens if you're the bad guy, and that is capitulation. Capitulation is what we saw in 2020, when people didn't want to be bothered by going into the grocery store, or they wanted to go out to eat, or they wanted to go see their doctor, or their child wanted to play sports. And what did they do? They capitulated. Now, I personally am not going to fault people that chose to cover their faces because they wanted to, because they themselves mistakenly believed that it was for their health. Now, maybe you're painting your basement, or you're doing some remodeling and you're climbing up to the attic or whatever, and you don't want to breathe in dust and you put on a painter's mask. You know, go for it. I really don't care. What I care about is that my rights were trampled on. Well, actually, I never capitulated, but I was shut out of the community swimming pool. I lost two of my part-time jobs. And it wasn't because of the mask. They never invited me back because they knew what kind of work I was doing. They just, oh, you know what? We're not going to renew your contract. Well, fine. So be it. I have a full-time job, a 24/7 job as the healthy American here, trying to help people cut through the clutter and stop the fear. So no, I never capitulated. And I know many of you didn't. But where I draw the line was with people who knew that it was government overreach, all of these requirements that were not laws. I'm not going to call them a mandate. They were policies, or there's some probably negative terms I could use here, but I'm too polite to do that. These were horrible restrictions that were illegally imposed upon people. And I know people. I remember we were having lunch, and this is in 2020, I think it was, maybe 2021. And, you know, the suffocation device, as I call it, was going on full force. And a couple of friends and I were going to, we were going to a restaurant, which we knew didn't harass people. And we were seated and we waited for another freedom fighter to join us. And in she struts, and you guessed it, with the suffocation device on. And I'm looking at her, my jaw, I had to pick the jaw up off the table. And I'm like, I don't want to use names. So I'm like a nameless person, hypocrite. What are you doing? And she said, oh, you don't want to see me get angry. I said, what do you mean get angry? Oh, well, if I walked in here not wearing a mask, they might get mad at me. And I would get really angry. I'm like, well, I think it's worth getting angry about. And by the way, we all were seated and we didn't get angry and nobody bothered us. So that's how I define capitulation. And I draw the line there, because she not only knew better, she presented herself as a person that stood for health freedom. Oh, by the way, forget health freedom. How about food freedom? Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, I have a couple of videos about that previously. Yes, the government not only wants us to suffocate, but wants us to give up our coffee and donuts. And I don't think what anybody eats or drinks is our business. So capitulation, I really draw the line at that. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to capitulate. Home Depot wants me to put my face on the phone, and so does Amazon and Whole Foods and everybody else, your bank, the phone itself, TSA, which you can opt out of. I have videos about that. I will be bringing you information because I want to do a little deeper investigation. I think there's a lot more going on at the TSA. Even if you don't travel, you need to know about this because it is going, I believe that's how they're rolling out the facial ID. That's what I'm going to call it, the facial ID. And they're going to start at the airports where people are going to be capitulating because they want to catch their plane. They want to visit their grandchildren. Maybe they're traveling for work. They paid for their vacation. They don't want to get in the car and drive, whatever the case may be. That's an that's easy pickings for the public serpents and the powers that shouldn't be. The young adults at colleges are easy pickings because they didn't know how to stand up for themselves. Many of them didn't. Many of them did. I helped them personally, but they're young adults embarking on their college career. But they go after the groups of people with easy pickings. They go after the people in hospitals. You're not feeling good. You're going to the doctor. You want to get your medical care. People capitulated. So that is so troubling to me. And that's where they're going with the TSA. They're going to roll out this facial ID. And then next it will be the sports stadiums. It will be your doctor. You're already telling me that they want you to smile into the iPad. And you're like, well, you're looking at me right here. Why do you need a picture of me? Well, so we'll know who you are. Well, I'll just tell you who I am when I show up. So doctors and dentists are doing that. Stadiums, you know, we know that this big box stores are doing cameras, but there's something different about the big box stores. And I'll cover that in an upcoming video. I do think it's incremental. So again, even if you're not traveling, I think you'll need to watch this video that I'll have coming for you soon. All right, the final step, the final nail in the coffin. And some people are digging their own graves. They're digging their own graves because they capitulate. They don't stand up for themselves. Why? Because of the frustration, because of the confusion and the fear. And I believe it starts with the fear that they're not going to get the job, fear that they can't get on the plane, they won't be able to see their grandchildren. The college students are afraid they won't be able to continue their studies. I've got videos on all of that, friends. I don't want to do a deep dive on each of those topics. What I want to do is give you my solutions that I wrote down on this little piece of paper here, because I don't just want to talk about problems. I want to talk about the solution. The tagline that I have for my videos is basically, you know, breathing life back into liberty, living your freedom lifestyle. That's what the Healthy American is all about. So I really do want to focus more on solutions so that we're just not stuck in the problem. And the bad guys want the compliance. That's their bottom line. And then they want not only the compliance, but I'll give you a bonus one. They want you to shame the others who aren't complying. To me, that's despicable. And that's where Bob Kennedy Jr. is drifting. He's drifting in, not even drifting, he's front and center. He had Mike Tyson, who was convicted of rape, by the way. I don't know that whole story, but I'm just saying, even if he was proven innocent, it's a little strange, like to use this guy that has facial tattoos, like gang prison tattoos, who bit off more than once someone's ear, you're going to use that as your spokesbiter. How do you like that phrase I just made up? Your spokesbiter for your real food campaign. And you're going to have him violently knock a donut out of the hand. Now, I could say a lot more about the whole scenario if you wanted to watch that video, which I've done for you. But the shaming of people who don't comply is despicable. It's irresponsible. Give me your, I'm running out of adjectives here. It's inexcusable. It's outright shocking. And I don't care for it at all. You want to wear the thing. Don't, you know, bully somebody else into doing it. You want to become a human pincushion. If you're an adult, have at it. Don't bully someone else into it. The same thing about eating a donut, drinking coffee. They demonize cigarettes. I know I have healthy Americans that smoke. You know, that's your choice. Now, I personally don't like the smell of them, and I probably wouldn't sit in a room with you, but that's my choice to leave. And we're going to talk about that. That's healthy boundaries. In fact, my solutions for these to avoid the fear, the confusion, the frustration, the capitulation, the compliance. And then I know my healthy Americans are not going to drift into the shaming but they're already going to be shaming people that are overweight. They're going to, I don't know. I'm just, I don't care for the direction those messages are going. So number one for my solution, and I've talked about this and I will continue to talk about it. And that is, you have got to take breaks. You've got to take breaks from the headlines, like I'm doing today. I've got a laundry list of things that I want to share with you, and they're all important, and I'm doing deep investigation on it. So it does take a lot of time. And I think that's a value, because many of you want to understand how I come to my conclusions and where I get the information and so forth. But you've got to take breaks from the headlines. You've got to take breaks from the war coverage, from the Epstein files, from the mass events that are being sloshed all over the headlines. It's as simple as that. Just say, you know, whatever, like after you watch The Healthy American, you leave a comment and then you subscribe to the Substack at peggyhall.substack.com, and then you turn off your computer. Or if you want to keep your computer on, here's my next tip. The next tip, boundaries, healthy boundaries, compassionate boundaries. When all of those horrible weather events were inflicted upon people in California, in Florida, with the tornadoes that were, you know, historic and hysterical, I suppose, and in North Carolina and in Lahaina and all over, people were riveted. And I understand that they have compassionate hearts. Their heart goes out to the individuals. They're riveted by what they see. They want to help the people. And I applaud you for your compassionate heart. You've got to protect your heart. My Bible-believing Christians understand one of those Bible verses that says, guard your heart. And you also have to take every thought captive. You have to consider, is what I'm seeing, is what I'm thinking, is what I'm doing, are these things actually helping the situation? Is there anything that I can do to help the situation? Or am I adding more negative energy, and am I staying in a spin cycle myself? Can I set compassionate boundaries? On the Healthy American, I'm sorry, I think on the Living Swell channel, I've got, maybe even on this channel, I've got videos about healthy boundaries, which means taking the breaks, yes, but the boundaries around what it is you're consuming. So maybe you're taking the breaks. You're not online 24/7. Maybe you're just on, I don't know, a few hours a day or something. But within that time that you're looking at the headlines and being engaged in the greater world, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I've always been fascinated by, international affairs, domestic affairs, local affairs. That's just something that's kind of a fascination for me. That's why I did all those videos on tariffs that nobody liked. I'm this strange one that is fascinated by tariffs. No one else is. The point is, you may want to set boundaries around the topics that you are watching. So even if you're taking breaks and you go back on, like, you don't have to know every single thing about every single topic. I asked you what you would like me to cover. And by and large, you said, Peggy, talk about the data centers, talk about the facial recognition, talk about the weather. And I think that's so interesting, because those things affect us personally. The data centers, they want to put them up here in South Florida. People are fighting back. They affect us because our electricity rates go up and the water usage goes up. And it might be an eyesore that, you know, they're building that on a plot of land that used to be agriculture that could have something else there. So I do believe that the data centers affect us personally. The weather, absolutely, including the spraying in the air, as I put it, that affects all of us. To me, that's a worthy topic to do a deep investigation and bring you the information. And then, of course, the facial ID, your face is your ID, biometric data and all of that. To me, that is huge. Yes, there are wars going on. The prices are skyrocketing. I can't believe how much money I'm paying per gallon for gas in South Florida. It's like I'm back in California. So all those things are happening around us. But you asked me to bring you information that is more applicable to your life. So I'm setting boundaries around the topics that I'm selecting. I still will bring you commentary on the breaking news, because you like that. And probably I'll do that once a week, maybe on Mondays, like, you know, here's what's happening in the world and my commentary, what to look for, how not to be bamboozled, snookered, duped, and hoodwinked by the bad guys. That's kind of like today's video, is how to stand your ground, how to stop the fear. And then on Wednesdays, I probably will talk more about topics that are related to health freedom, food freedom, and getting technology and the government's nose, big fat nose, out of our business. And then, of course, on Friday, I'm over at Living Swell, where we talk about health and wellness, because it's about living in liberty, not just spinning your wheels and being stuck on the headlines. How do we actually live out our lives in freedom? That's what a lot of people miss, because they're stuck in the spin cycle, in the fear. They don't even realize it's fear. It's masquerading as energy and excitement, but it's cortisol and it's adrenaline, and that comes from fear. So take your breaks, put boundaries around the topics that you're consuming, and maybe even you'll become an expert in one of those topics. That would be fantastic. And then the other thing that I want to tell you that I made a note about is balance. Balance what you're doing in terms of staying aware, staying informed, but not obsessed. Balance that with other activities. So you want to, if you're spending an hour, hopefully not much more than an hour, maybe 2 hours, on all the headlines and whatever social media you're on, you've got to spend at least that same amount of time doing non-social media, non-current event stuff. And I would love to hear from you in a comment what those things are. So you know that I love decor, I love gardening, I love design, I love my animals, I love exercise, I love to spend time with friends, I love to organize things. I'm just one of those people that like to streamline and declutter. We were talking about that on the Living Swell channel. These things bring me joy. And the government and Bob Kennedy and the chemtrails, well, except for the gardening, they can't really have an impact on those things. Nothing can bother me when I'm inside organizing my stuff and rearranging the furniture and playing with my animals and preparing a nice meal and doing my pampering, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. Those are the things that nobody can touch. Nobody can take that away from you. And I'm telling you, friends, the fear is what drains your battery. That is what the bad guys are after. They actually don't even care if you do facial recognition. They don't even care if you wear the suffocation device or get this. They want you to live in fear. They want you to be obsessed and distracted from your actual life. So drop a comment. I'm going to look at that. And before I do, let me tell you about my pampering routine. If you missed my video on Living Swell, give me just like 30 seconds, because people have been asking me what I do. I don't do any of the drugstore. I don't do any of the pharmaceutical stuff. This is a handcrafted product. I don't want this to be an ad, so I just will leave you the website. It's youthserum.com. You can see my skin, the before, why it was looking in such poor shape, and what it looks like now. Youthserum.com. Now, I will tell you that the camera, which is my computer, I don't even have a fancy camera, and my light, I have one light. I don't have like studio settings and all of that. It does make my skin look nice, I would say, more so than in real life. But I will tell you that I don't mind the wrinkles. I have wrinkles, but the splotchiness is gone. And that's because I broke away from all the harsh chemicals, the drugstore brands, and all of that. And prior to all of the cooties hogwash, this was my business. I handcrafted natural health and beauty products. And when the hogwash was sloshed all over us, gee, for some crazy reason, a large number of my previous subscribers didn't like the messages that I was sharing about staying healthy without government intrusion. So they kind of dropped off. But now my new Healthy Americans have been asking me for months, probably a couple of years, Peggy, please tell me when your product is back and available. So there you have it. Thank you, everybody. Fabulous show. Let me know what you want to hear about on Wednesday. I definitely will be covering all those topics I mentioned in the coming days and weeks. And if you're interested, again, youthserum.com, that's a wonderful way to support me if you would like to try out a product, the only thing that I use on my skin. And I would like to see what you think about it as well. All right, there's the goodbye.